The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Crist. Wisconsin hosts Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Well, certainly looking forward to starting Big Ten play and going up against a very good, well-coached Northwestern team.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Land of 10.
Hi, Paul. Just a question about visitors' locker room. You've been to various locker rooms around the Big Ten. Is Michigan's up to standard or others up to standard?
Oh, well, you know, they're all different. And the one thing I appreciate is our advanced group, our equipment staff, they do a great job of making it the best it can be. You know, I think it's good that they're looking into it. You know, I think I heard the tail end of Jim speaking, and I think that, you know, we all want, you know, what's good for the players and all that, but, you know, every locker room that you get a win in, those are good locker rooms, and the ones you don't, they're not as good.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Coach, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. I was curious if you'd had conversations with your players about protesting, you know, expressing themselves individually and what those conversations have been like.
You know, try to have conversations with all our players on things that are on their mind. And you know, there's certainly a lot of conversation now about that nationally. And you know, a couple weeks ago it was the hurricane and families. And I think that's part of our job. And I value, you know, getting to know and spend time where your kids are at and what's on their mind. And so many of them are not national news. They're individual. And I think that's part of coaching. And you have a ton of those weekly.
How would you feel if some of them chose to protest during the anthem?
I think that, you know, you respect well thought out opinions and views, and what I like doing is getting to understand what's impacting that person and their thoughts. And so, you know, I think that you respect the thoughts and respect, you know, the viewpoints. And I think that's any of these situations and conversations, it's about, you know, there's a lot of different viewpoints and a lot of different ways, and just understanding where that person is coming from. I value that.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next, again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, are you happy with where your bye week fell this year, or would you have liked it to have been a little bit later in the season?
Well, it's when it was, so it was the best time for us. And it ended up being about halfway from when we started camp to the end of our regular season. So I think we made the most of it and got some, you know, the things we wanted to get accomplished during the bye week we did, and certainly we're excited to get back to playing this weekend.
Coach, in watching film of Northwestern, is there one player on offense and defense that you better account for on every play?
Oh, I think they've got some really good players, and I think that's what makes a good unit is they've got more than just one. And I think, you know, certainly offensively, I think they've got more than just one player that you've got to account for, game plan for, pay attention to, and I think the same can be said defensively. And I've also been impressed with their special teams unit. So it's a well-coached, good football team, and we've got to improve and take those steps to play our best game of the year to give ourselves a good chance.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck Saturday at Camp Randall.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell with G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Northwestern coming up this weekend. What challenges do you see both offensive and defensively from Northwestern?
Well, I think offensively, you know, they've got a heck of a quarterback and a heck of a running back, and so truly can threaten and attack a defense in a number of ways, and I think prevents you from being able to overplay one or the other, right? And so I think that you know, both offensively and defensively, I think their schemes are good schemes. It looks to me like their players know, understand, and therefore execute in that. And you know, defensively, ton of respect for Mike Hankwitz, their defensive coordinator, and I think they've got good players running a good defense. So I think that they play good football, and they don't give you things. You've got to go earn them, and so we've got to have a good week of preparation and play well to give ourselves a chance, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.